Hello and welcome to the Torah Simcha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlean, and today we will be studying Perek Tes, the ninth chapter. We will be introduced again to Mephibosheth, the son of Yehonasan. We had already met him in the fourth chapter of our study. Now that David has solidified his kingdom, he wants to deal with another personal matter. David wants to know if there are any descendants left from the house of Shaul. Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk 1. Vayomer David, Hachi yesh od asher nosar lo beShaul. Is there anybody left in the house of Shaul? Ve'aseh imo chesed ba'avur Yehonasan, so that I can do kindness with him because of Yehonasan. Ostensibly, any descendants of Shaul went into hiding because they're trying to keep a low profile, living off the grid, as it were, for fear that they would be targeted by, quote-unquote, the rival dynasty, by the house of David. David had promised Yehonasan that he would do kindness with his family, and therefore he is seeking somebody from Shaul's family out. The Abarbanel and Radak maintain that David was saying that if anybody from this family is around, and if it would be appropriate, he would look to give them official positions in his kingdom. There was an Eved Kanaani that belonged to the house of Shaul, whose name was Tziva. So David seeks him out and asked him if there's anybody alive from the house of Shaul. To which he responded, yes, there is a son of Yehonasan, he's alive, but he is Nechei Raglayim, he is lame, he's crippled, insinuating that he's really not worth your paying attention to him. Tziva ostensibly had been living on his own this whole time. He was a slave, he was an Eved Kanaani belonging to the house of Shaul, but we can surmise that he was independent since the family went into hiding. So Tziva is really trying to undermine David's attempt at doing kindness with him. So David says, oh, so there is a son, where is he? Tziva had not told him where he was because, again, he was trying to prevent Mephibosheth from attaining any favors from David. So David sort of had to ask him again, no, so where is he located? So Tziva says, oh, he's been in the house of Machir ben Amiel in Lodavar. Lodavar was an area north. It was the area where Ishbosheth, who had been the king after Shaul for that time period where the kingdom was not yet solidified under David. So it was in that whole area where Beis Shaul was. So if you take a look at Pasuk Dalid, the fourth Pasuk, Vayomer lo hamelach efohu, the king said, where is he? Vayomer tziva el hamelach, hinehu beis Machir ben Amiel bilo davar. He is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in lo davar, bilo davar. Then Pasuk Hey, the fifth Pasuk, Vayishlach hamelach David, so David sent for him. Vayikachehu mi beis Machir ben Amiel milo davar, and he took him from the house of Machir ben Amiel from lo davar. Now, the Gemara looks at these words, lo davar, it is a place, but they look at this as a hint. Below Davar and Milo Davar, the Beis and the Mem are actually prefixes, one meaning he is in Lo Davar, and the other is that he is coming from Lo Davar. However, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos tells us that Tziva was actually, who, as we said, seems to be disloyal to Mephibosheth, was hinting to David, again, that he is below Davar. He is without anything. But when David took him and he brought him back, he brought him from Milo Davar, or we can say Malay Davar. He was full of things, meaning he was full of Torah. It was obvious that he was a Torah scholar. In fact, we are told that Mephibosheth actually becomes the teacher of David HaMelech. Mephibosheth was such a tremendous master of Torah that his name, the Gemara says, is Mephibosheth. As we said before, his given name may have been Meriv Baal, as we see in Divrei Hayamim, but his name was Mephibosheth as a play on words, Mipi, from the mouth, Bosheth, embarrassment, meaning that David, so to speak, was embarrassed because he deferred to him on matters of halacha. Is this okay? Is this okay? Is this okay? And Mephibosheth would give his ruling. So that's how incredibly knowledgeable Mephibosheth was. So Mephibosheth is brought before David and he bows down to him. And David tells Mephibosheth that he need not be afraid, because he's being summoned here not to seek revenge on him as Shaul's descendant, but to do chesed with him as he had promised his father, Yehonasan. David said that all of the property that had legally gone to him, because officially according to the Malbim, whatever property Shaul acquired during his tenure as king actually belonged not to Shaul's family, but belonged to the royal estate. David says, I'm going to give you all of the property that belonged to Shaul and was given to me. Now I'm giving it back to your estate. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7, Vayomer lo David, David said to him, Al tira, ki asa esa imcha chesed, bavor Yehonasan avicha, vahashivosi lacha, es kol sedei sha'ul avicha, I'm going to do chesed with you, do not be afraid, I'm going to give you back all the property that belonged to Sha'ul your father. Va'ata tochal lechem, al shulchani tamid, you will eat bread at my table constantly, meaning that you will be a welcome guest, you will be part of my household, you will be an official presence in my household. Now, it's interesting, he wants to do chesed with Mephibosheth, but really, the fact that he's v'ata tochal lechem al shulchani tamid, really, the chesed, David seems to be the recipient of this chesed, according to the Gemara, because he will be learning Torah from Mephibosheth. Now, Mephibosheth is overwhelmed with this gesture and says, what did I do to deserve this? And David instructs, he instructs Tziva that everything that belonged to Shaul's household is now going to go to Mephibosheth. And he also instructs Tziva that he will work the land along with his sons and along with his servants that he had amassed. He will use the produce to support Mephibosheth and his family. Along with that, he is repeating the fact that Mephibosheth will be a regular presence in his house. He will be eating at his table from now on. The Navi also tells us that Tziva had 15 sons and 20 servants. So he has a huge workforce to work that land. The fact that Tziva has 20 servants is letting us know, as we have said before, that he probably had been living independently. There was, because Mephibosheth's family and all of the Beis Shaul was really off the grid, as we had said. They were sort of off the radar. So this guy, Tziva, this Eved Kanani, seemed to have been a pretty savvy guy, and he was rather independent with his own 20 servants, which is sort of a foreshadowing of what is going to happen later on in Perek Tes Zion and Perek Yotes, where Tziva again is undermining Mephibosheth and tries to create a rift between Mephibosheth and David, but that's for later on. In any case, Tziva obeyed David's directive. The Navi tells us that Mephibosheth had a son, Micha, and that Tziva's household served Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth, from that point forward, would stay in Yerushalayim and be in presence, part of the household of David HaMelech. And it says that he stayed in Yerushalayim and he was disabled in both feet, which lets us know that he had to stay in Yerushalayim, meaning he could not travel from his area of land further north back and forth to Yerushalayim, so he had to stay near David in Yerushalayim, and he was cared for by David. Thank you for studying today. Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.